God. You need your Bible. We're going to get right into the Word. You need the Bible. You need your Bible. It's a lot of Bible work we're going to do tonight. A lot of Bible. I do a lot of praying, and sometimes the Lord will rest me real strong, give me a clarity on some things. Thank God for that. Amen. I receive. Now we thank you, Lord, for your presence and your word. And the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that give us the answer to every situation. We praise you and honor you as we study your word this very night. In Jesus' name, amen. Be seated. Let me see your Bible. Shake it at me. Everybody, you need a Bible. I see some of y'all shaking computers at me and phone. And old Bible. A Bible, a computer, man. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. I want to talk about tonight operating properly in the gospel. Very important, because there are things that pull you off base and pull you off track. And you have to be very careful about psychology and philosophies and doctrines of men. The Bible said even pull the very lick off if you don't watch yourself. So here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, it says, we have in the same spirit of faith, according as it's written. Now, according as it's written, it tells us where faith comes from. See, that part tells us that's a Romans 10, 17. I want you to take notes now. That's a Romans 10:17 aspect, according as it is written. What written? What the Holy Spirit caused to be written on behalf of the kingdom of God, or on behalf of God. So when you find in Romans 10:17, it says, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now go back and see that in 2 Corinthians. We have the same spirit of faith. Now, according to it written, I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Now, I want you to write these words down. The gospel, grace, government. The gospel, grace, government. All these words run together. Glory, greatness, and goodness. Now, I want you to make a note of this too, to stay balanced in the spirit of God, or the things of God. There's no gospel where there's no blood. If you can't find the blood in material or in what people are saying, there is no gospel. There's no such thing as gospel without blood. Let me tell you what. The blood of Jesus is the life of the gospel. You got it? You got it? So if your faith is not operating in a gospel of blood, you're not operating in the God kind of faith. Got it? Yes, sir. Secondly, turn to Galatians 1 now. Secondly, y'all listening? Yes, sir. There is no fulfillment of the gospel with no leading of the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is not mentioned, if the blood is not mentioned, run. You follow me? See, I've been here twice. I've been to that place twice. And the Holy Spirit showed me. The Holy Spirit said, where the blood? Where am I? No matter how good it sounds or how good it tastes, if the blood of Jesus is not there, and if the Holy Ghost is never mentioned, you're in another gospel. You're in a man-made gospel, and it's not of the Spirit of God. Now, let's go to Galatians. Because at this hour, you have to be protected, because I know how much I studied. And so I had to be ducking and find out where I'm going here. So I know if I had to do it. All right. In my Bible, in Galatians chapter 1, when it get to verse 6, but right over verse 6 it says, and I want you to write this, pervert not the gospel. Pervert not the gospel. Say that. Because when you pervert the gospel, you pervert it. Right. Yeah. And you become a P-R-E-Y. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. To the enemy. Yes, sir. All right? Y'all listening? Yes, sir. Now notice in Galatians chapter 1, let me read from the first verse. Paul, an apostle. Didn't he tell you, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ. And God the Father who raised him from the dead. Who raised Jesus from the dead. I said, who raised Jesus from the dead? Yes, you know, God raised Jesus from the dead. Yes, say it, God raised Jesus from the dead. All right, now. And all the brethren, so he has some brethren, which are with me unto the church of Galatia. Then Paul uses his prep to, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sin, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, in this sixth verse, he is correcting some things and directing some things. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ to what? Another gospel. And I say another gospel with no blood, no Holy Spirit, no cross. I don't care how good it is. It's another gospel. Are you listening? Are you listening? Yes, sir. All right, now. Then he says in the seventh verse, what do you say in the seventh verse? Read the whole thing. All right, underline that. Whatever book you're reading, whatever story you're watching, if the blood is not in it, if the Holy Spirit is not in it, if the cross is not in it, stop. I'm talking to me too. I was arrested by the Holy Spirit on my porch today. That's the second time in 42 years he arrested me. It got to be blood. It got to be the Holy Spirit. You got to be led by the Spirit. Are you listening?
Yes,
sir. I said, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm looking at you. If you don't open your mouth, I'm going to keep asking you, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right. Verse 8. This is trouble here. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, that let him be accursed. You see it? As we said before, so I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men of God, or do I seek to please men? For I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Now listen, listen. Through sickness and disease, lack and poverty, the gospel brought me out. That was the only thing that brought where I am now is because of the gospel.
Yes,
where this ministry is,
yes,
is because of the gospel,
yes,
of Jesus Christ. Y'all listen to me?
Yes,
it's very technology. See, many young people have let the phone took over. And they're not paying much attention to the gospel. And I don't believe that you can have a strong effect of the gospel with a phone than you have with a Bible. I know it don't sound good. I know it don't sound good. It's just something about having a Bible. It's something about having the Word of God with no other pollution. See, That thing that polluted. You can go to pornography on that. You can't go to pornography on in here. And so what's happening, I see people, you talk to them a few minutes, they're on their phone. They're texting. And texting have become more important than the text. The word of God. And see, this church, I have to balance this church because technology is going to get greater and there's going to be a whole lot of wise teaching. But if it don't have no blood in it, it don't have the cross in it, and it don't have the name of Jesus in it. Look what Paul said in look what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:2. I mean, I'm determined not to know anything among you. You there? Quick, go there, quick. For I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. See, that's the gospel. That's where you're going to have power. Now, psychology and philosophy will come real close to the gospel, but you check them, they don't talk about the blood. They won't talk about the Holy Spirit. It's my second time, John. They won't talk about the Holy Spirit. See? See? And then I've talked to people who got in philosophy and got in psychology and it run close to the gospel, but they get a little adamant when you tell them that, no, you can't say that. And then anything draw you from your Bible. You're reading it more than you're reading the Bible? No, no. See, I'm the shepherd of this church. And technology, see, technology now believe it's taken over. But it can't take the blood over. Because it does not have the power of the blood. It can't produce what the blood had produced. Now, the Bible says God is a spirit. The Bible says that which is born of the spirit is spirit. That was born of the flesh is flesh. The Bible says as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Look at Romans 8:16, Romans 9:1. Write this down. Rightly dividing the gospel. Rightly dividing the gospel. Look at Romans 8:16. The Spirit himself bear witness with our what?
Spirit.
With our what?
Spirit.
With our spirit. What he bear witness with our spirit is what?
That we are children of God.
All right. Now Romans 9:1. See? Our spirit must bear witness with our soul to tell it what to do. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not, my conscience. See, that's part of your soul. Also bear witness in the Holy Ghost. So that's two witnesses there. See, but God contacts us through our spirit. You are a spirit. You have a soul. And you live in the body. Now you can't get that mixed up. Now, the conditioning and the choices and the results you get and the manifestation and demonstration you get came from the Holy Ghost. Uh-huh. It come down through you, but it come from the Holy Ghost. What I say come from?
Holy
say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
See, it's so important that we have a respect and an honor and an expectancy from the Holy Spirit. Anything, pro, I almost prayed in tongues. Anything you dealing with now, you want to consult the Holy Spirit. And don't be afraid to talk to him. Say, Holy Spirit, I need you to help me to understand what God is saying. See, that's why the gifts of the Spirit are called gifts of the Spirit. That's why the fruit of the Spirit are called fruit of the Spirit. Because the gospel is of the Spirit. Not of the mind. And you can go so far in that mind and you're gonna get stuck. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now I got some more things I want to show you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Rightly dividing the gospel or operating properly in the gospel is of the Spirit. It's invisible. But then turn to John 16. But then it will be shown to you what to do. It will be the Holy Spirit, when he knows you're ready for it, for lack of a better word, he'll drop it on you. Yeah. This has been my life all these years. I've seen success after success after success by following the Spirit. Matter of fact, listen to this truth. Because of that, how can I say this, Lord? At this point, my life can't get no better. But I'm going further. You understand what I'm saying? So you don't need nothing outside the gospel trying to tell you how to live. If you're going to read a self-help book or psychology, read it and then put it down. Go back to the Bible. Technology is so dangerous. And philosophy and psychology is so dangerous because they get a hairy line, but they won't mention the blood. They won't mention the power of the cross. And that's what you got to watch. If you're going to live in victory in the gospel, you have to watch for the blood. I've said that 6 times already almost. Okay. Now, in John 16, Paul said, if any man preach another gospel, see, and then I tell you, even the very elect can get fooled. The only way the elect won't get fooled is deception never speak of the blood. Deception never give credit to the cross. They got some other theory. You follow me? So read your Bible every day. Whether you feel like it or not, read your Bible. Let me tell you, I'm gonna school you right here. When you're reading your Bible, you need to be listening. See, you can read the Bible and think about what you're going to do through the day. You got to focus and listen for the voice of God, the voice of the Holy Jesus, and the voice of the Holy Spirit. Now, let me tell you another thing. When you're praying in tongues, you have to focus. See, because you can pray in tongue and go on doing 5 or 6 other things. That's not right. And then, what is Psalm 46:10? Be still and know I'm God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. But you're not going to be a part of it unless you be still. Before me, you have to have some still moment before God. It's not yoga, it's meditation. Quieting yourself down. Find your place without the rush. Reading on the run. Got the Bible playing on the tape. No, stop and read it. And spend some time with God. Get up earlier. Give him respect. Give him honor. He'll start showing you things. You're not in no tight spot. No, 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 no. God have given every answer you need, but you got to take time before him for him to talk to you personally. Are you listening? He talks to you personally. He show you what to do. He love on you. You have inner wisdom, insight, inner understanding God will give you. Inner light, inner enlightenment. He illuminates you. This is how I have run this ministry. This is how I've run my life. And this is how I've been blessed. To be blessed, right? That's why he called it in Joshua 1:8. He don't talk about success. Don't let success fool you. I said, don't let success fool you. Success can be gotten by worldly folks, whatever they call success. Good success is, write this down, Good success is when God is in charge. See. Now, I mean, all my notes, my secretary here, she said, you don't want none of them? I said, no, none of them. But I got arrested by the Holy Ghost. There's no gospel where there's no blood. Say it.
There's no gospel where there's no blood.
You must never be ashamed of the blood of Jesus. Don't care who you're among. Don't care who they think they are. You let them know I'm blood bought. And Jesus is coming in this conversation. Without the leadership of the Holy Spirit, don't care how much technology, how smart you are. Without the leadership of the Holy Spirit, you're going to walk in a trap you can't get out. See? So, say within yourself at time when things look like they're tight, I desire to be led by the Holy Ghost here. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, show me what to do. Show me what to say.
Show me where to go.
I'm following you.
I'll show you
that he'll lead you out and in. Who that? Who will lead you out and in? The Holy Ghost. I'll tell you something else, Saint. Excitement is not as great as expectation. A lot of people excited, but they have no expectation. The gospel is a gospel of expectation. So sometimes, as a leader, as a teacher, sometimes it seemed like nothing happening. Because you feel kind of drugged and down and you want somebody to pep you up. The gospel don't have to pep you up. The gospel is the gospel. It's working whether you pepped up or not. See, somewhat we have let excitement took the place of a real experience. Excitement, oh my goodness, have taken the place of real empowerment. And then when the enemy hit, the excitement can't stop it. But if you have had an experience with God, if you have had a touch of his empowerment through the Holy Ghost, no matter what comes, you can handle it. The gospel is not a feeling. I'll go as far as this. I want you to hear this. The gospel is not a fact. The gospel is the truth. Everybody won't feel good. And I'm not talking about pain and suffering. I'm talking about just look like it's a gloomy moment. That's when God talking. Because he permitted that to get your attention. When you're too happy, you're not going to listen to God. You heard me? Everything going right, you ain't gonna listen to God that much. So every now and then God put a bump in the road for you to realize how you've been traveling so smooth so long. He wants you to keep looking to him and not them. You heard God is a jealous God? Yes, sir. You put something before God, God become jealous. They say, oh, she thinks she can make it without me. Oh, they're going to put me on the second page. There's no government without the gospel. There's no grace without the gospel. There's no glory without the gospel. There's no greatness without the gospel. There's none of God's goodness without the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is God's final word. Those who do not respect the blood, do not respect the cross, do not respect the gospel, it is no of no good but fleshly good. Now you can psych yourself out of a lot of stuff, but you're going back in it. Because the devil don't respect psychology. Are you following me? Anybody hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right, let's go to, no, I won't go to a voice now because I'm baking a cake. I won't go to a voice now. I'm baking a healthy cake. I won't go to a voice now. Because this voice, go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. This verse is so important to the body of Christ in the scheme of things where we are now. Actually, this is a message of protection. You got to watch what you're listening to. You got to watch what you read. You got to watch who you associate with. Because sometimes anything, like again, anything, texting. If you text more than you read your Bible, you're in trouble. If texting more important than this book, you're in trouble. Television more important than this book, you're in trouble. If you got any books you're reading more important than this book, you're in trouble. You know, in these 42 years, I've been in trouble like this. But every time the Holy Spirit would catch me, they said, what you doing? You reading that more than you're reading your Bible. I said, oh, Jesus. And I said, oh, Lord, I repent. I repent. Nothing great enough to read more than my Bible. You follow me? And no iPad or texting or some of these name they got, you know, or they be looking on the internet to trying to find out what's going on, more important than this book. We cannot let technology choke Christ. We need to go back to the old school of the book. My old pastor always had his Bible with him. I know if he was here, you give him a computer. Say, no, boy, I don't want that thing. You wouldn't preach. You see, I don't ever preach on no computer. iPad. I tried it. It don't work with me. This was blessed this ministry. Everything this ministry have accomplished, it come through this book right here. Oh, my goodness. Satan won credit, but it was the blood. It was the gospel of Jesus Christ. It wasn't the mind. It was the spirit. It's not mind gospel. It's a spirit gospel. Look at that voice. That voice clarified that the Holy Spirit is actually, through men and women, when you use them, your only teacher. But the anointing what you have received of him abides in you, right? What that word abide make you think about another word, another powerful voice? Huh? What? John 15:7, write that in your note. This abiding factor. Abiding. Don't let nothing jack you off what God has placed you in. You got me?
Yes,
sir. See, I'm pastoring now. But the anointing what you have received of him abides in you. Watch what he says now. And ye need what? Not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is true and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you should abide in him. Are you with me?
Yes.
Can I get any amen here?
Amen.
See. So technology and witty saying and witty writing should not take you over. In 42 years, I've been arrested twice. Protected twice. Because God knows when I go after something, I go after it. The Holy Spirit interrupt me. He said, where the blood? Where the cross? These people are disrespecting the cross. They're disrespecting the blood. Get out. Get out of that iPad. Get out of that telephone. And just texting and all these different pages. What them things, some of them things you go to? Come on. Facebook and Instagram. Yeah, all this stuff here. Putting all your business out. Telling people when to break in your house. I'm going to Florida. I'll be gone 4 days. Then you're crying to my somebody broke in my house. You told them when you were gone. Get assassinated, man. Tell them, I'm going down the street. I'm going to drive down this street right here. Don't tell nobody, everybody, where you're going.
That's real.
Can I minister to you? All right, John 16. Lord have mercy. Everything I've accomplished, I accomplished through the gospel. Through this book right here. And sometime, my friend, you find out the people you reading behind don't have what you have. Anytime you have to hide to read a book, it's not the right book. Let me talk to you now. I'm protecting you. I'm covering you. Because you can get led off if you don't watch yourself. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the blood. Paul. I'm doing what the Apostle Paul did in this generation. I will preach it in every church I go to. There's no other gospel. But the gospel of Jesus Christ, the cross, the blood, the word, the Holy Spirit. Whatever they can't get you out of, stay in it. Stay in it. It's of God. Whatever they can't get you out, it's of God. You're not going to be fresh if the Holy Spirit is not in his place. You can act fresh, but you're not going to be fresh because the Holy Spirit is the only one can keep the freshness. See, I lack fresh me. You know the Bible, the 92nd Psalm, talk about a fresh anointing? Uh-huh. The Bible talks about in the book of Acts, a refreshing. See, now you really need that in this life. You need a fresh word.
Yes.
How many of y'all need a fresh word?
Amen.
You need a fresh word every day in every situation.
Yes.
So if you read your Bible enough, when you need that word, here it come. It'll come up to your rescue. But you got to put it in there for it to come up. Are you following me?
Yes.
You're not going to be able to live holy without the word. No way. No way. You see, John 15:3 said what? Oh, you're clean with the word. See. Now, unless you study the word to a certain extent, you fall under John 16:12. You never can go to the 13, 14, and 15. Unless you study the word to a certain extent consistently, you will never enter the blessing of John 16, 13, and 14, and 15. I can't show you this because you're too ignorant. and you're too loose. And my word has not anchored you down enough for you to be able to have this opportunity. Watch me say it. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Now, what prepares a Christian to bear more of God is the word. Respect to the Holy Ghost. Huh? Fruit of the Spirit. Gifts of the Spirit. Led by the Spirit. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Life, light. Life, light. Life, light. Life, enlightenment. I see something I don't see. I see something you don't see. God showing me something. Thy word is a what? Lamp. What happened when the word go in you? The entrance of his word do what? Give his light. You know where that light come from? His life. Light and life are interchangeable. When you get the life of God, you're right. You have a right to the light of it. So, the enemy objective is for you not to keep reading your Bible. All of my real enlightenment came from the Bible. When I read, I'm okay, you okay, God had already told me what to do, but I just didn't listen. He told me he don't have no respect to person. He told me, if I'm for you, who can be against you? Look at this 13th verse. We're talking about rightly dividing the gospel, operating properly in the gospel, in blood, in the cross, in the Holy Ghost, in the Word of God, in government, in grace, in greatness, in God's goodness. Howbeit, when he, now this verse, I always tell you, this verse has already happened. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, Jesus talking, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show you right in the middle of this. We're living in this dispensation. That's why Paul called it the dispensation of grace. Because every promise has been fulfilled. Wow. Every promise is ready to manifest. Every promise you read in the Bible is ready to manifest. Every promise you read in the Bible is ready to manifest. Every promise you read in the Bible is ready to manifest. You understand me, Clyde? Yes. And now watch this now. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. He gonna show all that to me? Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. God will not share his glory with no one else. When men try to take glory for what they know is not of God. The scripture says, turn to Psalm 35:27. This is what the scripture says. This is what the scripture says. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continuously, what? Let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of the servant. All right, what's 1 Corinthians 6:19 say? 19 and 20? 1 Corinthians 6:19-20? What? Know you not that your body is the temple of who? The Holy Ghost, which is where? In you, what you have of God, and you are not your own. Give me the next verse. Therefore,
Well, hold up. Therefore do what?
Glorify.
I can't hear you. Therefore do what?
Glorify.
Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Any jungle situation you in, can't seem to find your way out, tonight is your night. See? Because he said, my gospel don't come to you in word only, but in power and whatever. And much assurance, right? Now, this is with me. The gospel always takes you into another realm. All right? You understand that? Turn to Matthew 17. I established that fact. I preached a funeral. God buried Moses. And I preached, the man, one of my sons in the gospel, I preached he's still alive. And I proved it. And I did something that y'all might not agree with. I stood up, said to the undertaker, take the body out. I can't preach what I got to preach with the body in here. Why? Why? Nobody was going to get that body up. And so the enemy with them bodies just slapping you in the face and you can't do nothing about it. You can't do nothing about it. Take the body out. Because the man out the body. And so I was able to preach effectively. He's still alive.
Amen.
But if I had him land there. Now, I want you to hear this. God buried Moses, and nobody knows where his grave at to the day. They had a 30-day funeral. They cried and moaned, but they had nobody. And after that, God said, enough now, enough crying and stuff, let's go to work. Now, I'm going to prove to you tonight the gospel. In Matthew 17, you always can escape the enemy or anything happening in this system when you step into another realm. You don't have to die to step into another realm. You can live in that realm now. I want you to look at the third verse in that chapter, Matthew 17. I thought Moses was dead. How can he appear to be dead? He's in another realm. See, Jesus transfigured. That means he went in another realm. He thought his garment was white, his skin, everything was glowing. Jesus just temporarily stepped over into the other realm. When he did, Moses said, oh, look at Jesus. See, because Moses wasn't dead. The undertaker, he didn't know what to do. I said, shut that coffin, get it out of here right now. He was there. I'm really going to tell you all the truth. It was the apostolic funeral. And I'm telling y'all this, I'm going to get back to my lesson because I want to know. You ain't going to never see me dead. You better look at me right now. You never look down at me and say, that ugly rascal, that rascal. Always preaching to God. No. So the gospel always take you into another realm. The blood. What realm? When the enemy against you, what that in Revelation that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 11 something? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they love not their life. See, the gospel always takes you in another realm. See, you can transfigure on your problem. Watch this. You can transfigure on your limitation. You can go to another dimension of truth and manifestation and demonstration from the Holy Ghost. This ministry is a sign and a wonder all over the world. It's the gospel. I didn't do it. Jesus did it. I'm just following behind him. You know, that's what I want you to know. Everything comes from God. Every blessing. Every flow. Praise him. Bless his holy name. For the Lord is good. And his mercy, how? He said, I'll never leave you. Jesus Christ is saying, yesterday. Do you hear me? This gospel, man, take you into another realm. Hallelujah. And so we must not pervert the gospel. There are three things we want to always know that the gospel will do for you in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. I saw it. Three things that you can keep your life in play. You can stay on an open heaven. You can stay with the Spirit of God resting upon you. And you can stay with the voice of God telling you what to do at any given time, in any given situation. God's voice has the answer. The Holy Ghost descending give you the power to follow the voice. Where the power came from? It came out of the open heaven. So you live on the open heaven, a descending power of the Holy Ghost and direction from the voice of God. Now, when it talks about pleasing God, then you have to know that things may not look right for you tonight, but I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you how to make things look right for you. Just go to Hebrews 11 and 6. See, the gospel of Jesus Christ is faith-based. It works by faith. It does not work by feeling. It works by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, what he has done for you. And if it looks like it's not happening, something lying to you. Because it's impossible to believe God and not receive. Amen. See. So just because something don't look like it's happening, don't look like it's right, don't look like you're making progress, if you own it, you are. Amen. Now, sometimes that valley and shadow of death is not talking about physical death. It's talking about a situation in your life you're walking through. But he said his rod and his staff is comforting you because I know I'm coming out. Amen. Amen. The gospel. The gospel of grace, the gospel of God's goodness. I wouldn't want to live without the gospel. So heaven opened, the Holy Ghost descending, and a voice from heaven. Now, Colossians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm almost through. I'm going to quit. Colossians chapter 2. This is a safety message. My little Bible talks about being rooted in Jesus, Colossians 2, 6. As you therefore receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so what? What else? Rooted? In who? And what else? Oh, and what else? What else? Now notice verse 8. Because this is what I've been talking about, basically. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy. You can put psychology. You can put a lot of things right there. Because it got some close writing. The only way you can discern it is by blood.
I've been there twice. And I rested with the Holy Ghost both times. Sound good, feel good, no blood. Form of success. Outward success. Not inner success. Now watch this. Watch this. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiment of the world, and not after Christ. Now, I have a word from the Lord about this presidential thing. It's not going to happen because God is not going to let no dictator be president. You read between the lines. And if so, somebody going to die. I got it wrote down. Yeah, I got it wrote down. The Holy Spirit on my front porch. That's my wife, my witness. You know, I call a name, but I ain't call the name of you. We don't need another Stalin. What the other man there, Mussolini? Yeah. You got one more. Hitler. See? Dictators don't listen to God. And to run our country, it takes more than one man. So, I've been listening, and all of a sudden, God bless me. God said, don't worry, I ain't letting no dictator take over. I got it dated. I got the time he gave it to me. Now watch it. I just hope nobody don't die. And then in Acts 19, Jesus Christ, when the gospel show up, it exposed everything else. Hallelujah. Verse 19. Many of them also would use curious art, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and they found it was 50,000 pieces of silver. That's a lot of money, wasn't it? Burn, baby, burn. See, philosophy, vain deceit. In this technological world system, you have to watch. Look at Acts 20. Go to Acts 20 again. You're right next door. Acts 20. In your Bible, you're right next door. Acts 20. I don't know where yet, otherwise. And you know they try to keep people trying to modernize me. I'm young. I'm not old. But you ain't modernizing me. I'm looking for manifestation. I use the same thing Abraham used to get where I am. You mess around and go on some other route, and you ain't gonna ever get where I am. Follow me, but didn't follow me enough. Could have went on to something else. I give credit again to my whole life to take me out of a world of sin and held me all these years to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know it was the blood. Let me see here. Acts 20:32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. There's a verse you're talking about the gospel of grace. I can't find it. 24. Look at verse 24. But none of these things move me, neither count I myself life, my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I receive of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Galatians 1:8, talk about preaching no other gospel. And then, just look with me as I close. Look with me with 1 Corinthians 1:18. 1 Corinthians 1:18. You see it?
Yes, sir.
I want y'all reading your Bible. Your favorite book should not be read before you read the Bible. Your book is what man said about God. The Bible is God. You don't know what it means, and many of y'all do, what it is for God to come out the Bible and tell you what to do. Do you know what it means to have a real interview with God? One sentence from God is more powerful than 50,000 books. So I may come back and teach you some more on operating properly in the gospel, because it's the gospel, not philosophy, not psychology. It's the Holy Spirit. It's not man. You want to be led by the Holy Spirit. Always be led by the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, can you help me here? Bible says he help him. He's a comforter. Now he honors this message. God will honor this message. If you listen to what I said, I don't care how feverish it sounds, the Father will honor this message because I obeyed him. I had a whole nother message talking about the mind and stuff like that. Lord said, no. Why don't you go teach on the gospel? Tell them read their Bible more than any other book. That's how this ministry came in existence. That's how you where you are. Everything you've accomplished, it came out of this book here. Amen?
Amen.
All right, if you need an envelope for your giving, lift your hand, or ushers down now.